101X, Morning X, Jason Dick is out sick again. But I, Nick Haida, number one friend, along with my new number one friend, Emily.
Hi.
We are here. We're going to continue to press on again, and hopefully we will have Jason back next week. And we're going to jump right into things with some Morning X headlines. We misinterpret the news, so you don't have to.
Oh, sorry. Should I help you with that?
I mean, I'm not going to do it good. I forget.
Here, we misinterpret the news, so you don't have to.
There we go.
News Thank brought you. To you by pants. News brought to you by shorts. It's hot.
Yes, not just shorts. Shorty shorts, gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we'll get into that today or not, but Emily has thoughts on short lengths.
Yeah, the world does.
She's pressuring all of us to show off a little thigh.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine. I'm mostly just stalling to try to find the Friday thing. I remember I came in this morning and I was like, remember to do It's Friday.
Yeah.
But of course, everything that Jason has is all set up.
Mm-hmm.
Is that it's crazy. Here we go.
There we go.
Let's get rid of this and then we're going to do this.
It's Friday. You ain't got no job. And you ain't got shit to do.
Oh my God,
do I have stuff to do this weekend.
Man, does that sound made me feel normal. Now I feel back.
This one?
Yeah.
You want it again?
Yeah, please.
It's Friday. You ain't got no job. And you ain't got shit to do.
That's nice.
Thank you. That does make me feel good. My Friday is going to consist of going over to Jason's house and doing a welfare check and seeing how my guy's doing.
Oh, no.
Potentially dragging him to a hospital. So
That's great.
I'm somehow not his best friend. He's my best friend. Anyway, I said we're doing news. Let's
do some news.
We'll save all of that for some Dear Redacted. If you caught the show yesterday, or if you're on our podcast, which you can get wherever podcasts are, I highly recommend it. You heard us talking about whether HEB or Trader Joe's is better. Emily was trying to sell me on Trader Joe's.
I was.
Apparently, it's just because they get really flirty with her, and she's like, "Oh, that's awesome! I love this place where you tell me things." I think our poll is still going at 101X Morning X. If you want to vote on what's your favorite grocery store du jour.
Yeah, there's a obvious lead up there.
Yeah.
So you can go check that out and continue that streak.
If you haven't voted yet, you still have an hour left. Somebody help. Hey, you're up to 5.2% for Trader Joe's.
I think we're in second. So
Second place. Whole Foods in third at 3%. Walmart at 1.7%. If you're good at math on the fly, that means that HEB, commanding lead, 90%. And this story coming out of San Antonio, but talking about Houston for some weird reason, internet, shows you why HEB is getting into the cryptocurrency game. They are going to be adding a bunch of cryptocurrency kiosks to various stores in Houston. There's a company called CloudCoin. They are a digital currency provider, and they have putting cryptocurrency machines into 24 HEB stores. Let's see, it will provide more than 30 different digital cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoins, Ethereum, Dogecoin, Litecoin, or is that Litcoin? Should probably be Litecoin.
If it's L-I-T.
L-I-T-E is what it is.
Oh, Litecoin.
Yeah. Let's see. Then several U.S. dollar stable coins. Okay. And then numerous DeFi tokens. I meant to Google what a DeFi token is, but do we care? No, we don't.
I have no clue. I don't know.
Yeah. The pilot program will begin in 29 stores in the Houston area. And then the CloudCoin, the company, is hoping to branch out. The machines will allow users to buy or sell cryptocurrency using cash, debit, or a credit card. So you can just go on down to the HEB, get you a pack of smokes, a ham sandwich, and some Dogecoin.
That sounds so dangerous.
It does sound dangerous, yeah.
Like having that so readily available.
Do you have a cryptocurrency wallet?
No, I haven't done any of that.
You're 23.
Yeah, I haven't personally. I'm really bad. I don't understand investing. I failed finance in college.
Yeah.
No joke. Well,
don't worry. You won't have to worry about it at all in 2021. Don't worry about investing for the future. Everything's been
fine. That's what I've heard.
Everybody's trending up.
Yeah. Everybody says that, you know, at
plenty
the end of the day.
Plenty of houses to buy. Mm-hmm. You won't have a problem with that at all.
Oh, yeah. The environment will stick around for the rest of my life.
Exactly.
You know?
And we're not descending into an autocracy. Not at all.
No, not at all.
I have $100 worth of Dogecoin that I bought back around the Super Bowl this year. One of my friend and future roommate, White Ranger Gil, I was just like, we're talking about it in a group chat. So I was like, hey, I Venmoed him $100. I was like, buy me $100 worth of Dogecoin. So that was at 7 cents. I don't know what that translates to today. I need to get my cryptocurrency set up, but I'm just like, I don't want to set up my wallet because I'm afraid that I will just start going crazy and just buying all kinds of stupid things. Like, I will throw $100 at the dumbest meme coin in the hopes that just eventually in the future it'll be worth a bajillion dollars.
I know, and that's why I'm kind of worried having it at HEB. Although, I don't know how your HEB shopping experience normally is, but mine is typically...
AirPods in, head down, don't talk to anybody, don't lodge anybody, get in, get out.
Yeah. I mean, I do that too, but I was talking money-wise. Like, I will get up to the register and I'll be like, I'll look at everything on my cart and I'm like, hey, you know, maybe that's probably only like $40. Mm-hmm. You know, I budgeted for 45, so it's only 40. And then I get up there and they scan everything. They're like, it's $70. So I don't really know if after doing a shopping and getting overpriced eggs and milk and everything else that I'm going to look at those kiosks and say, you know what? You know what'll make me a millionaire so I can buy this? Dogecoin.
Wow. You must be rich.
Dogecoin, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if that'll personally work out for my lifestyle. I have to do it the opposite way around, where you go in, you invest in some Doge.
Unless this program goes to Trader Joe's, in which case the Dreamboat cashier will smile your way and bamboozle you.
He'll
spend
hold
everything,
my hand.
Everything, yeah.
As we reach for the buttons.
Here, Emily, let me show you how to do this.
Yep.
Let me show you.
Yeah, that it'll be nice.
Oh, that was supposed to play something else.
I was about to say.
101X, Jason, Dick, and Friends, Morning X, all of those things, except Jason is out.
Jason.
Once again, hopefully our guy will be back next week.
I know, I miss him.
I do as well. I want to get that officially on the record, even though I covered a Whataburger event for him yesterday and got paid Jason Dick money. And I'm probably going to have to do it for the Austin FC watch party that's going on this weekend.
You got to go to a watch party?
At Backspin Bar and Grill. Did I do that right?
I did that right. Yeah, you did.
Yeah, 6 to 8. Come hang out with us and learn about soccer. But right now, well, actually, that's a good tea. That's a good intro. Sports.
Sports.
You don't have to say it's a good intro. You could have just gone with it.
No, that's not how I roll, Emily. Have you not figured this out after doing this?
No, I figured it out. You like to think out loud. You're an out loud outthinker.
You know what it is I'm used to Jason telling me all of my mistakes.
Uh-huh.
And so when he's not here to do so, it just feels weird. And so I tell myself.
Oh.
I give myself a stern talking to. That's how these things roll. Speaking of stern talking to's, EA Sports, about to put you on blast because they are, yesterday was, there's lots of big sports and sporting news this weekend. There's NBA playoffs going on. Bucks and Nets are tied 3-3. They're probably done because James Harden and Kyrie Irving are hurt. There's the Austin FC is kicking off this weekend's first home game. I've already heard people complaining about traffic even before it happens in the break room here at the station somehow. So that's exciting.
It hasn't even started yet. Come on, guys.
Yeah. But the biggest news, obviously, is that the cover athletes for the new Madden video game were released yesterday, and I am so mad. Do you want to guess? Okay, here. It's the new Madden video game. They put some of the best players on the cover, so everybody's like, oh, yeah, I love that guy.
Yeah.
It's the MVP edition. Who when you think MVP, most valuable player. Yeah,
I know what MVP
means. I was telling Brooke, our intern, I was also sitting in there. She may not know. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, who is going to be on the MVP cover? I'll narrow this down for you. It's got to be a quarterback. You have to be a quarterback to be an MVP in football these days. Yeah. And it's two of them.
Do you think I could even name a quarterback?
I'm hoping so. That would make this bit pay off. Yes, if I could have a quarterback.
Okay, let's see. Let me name a quarterback. I got to switch my brain to Madden now.
Okay.
This is taking too long. I don't know.
Patrick Mahomes.
Okay.
Tom Brady is the current reigning GOAT, has several MVPs. Patrick Mahomes was one of the youngest MVPs in football.
Isn't Tom Brady old?
He is old. That's why they put Patrick Mahomes over there to hip him up.
Oh.
So they're both sitting on the cover.
Yeah.
But here's my problem with this, EA Sports, is that it's the MVP edition of Madden, and the reigning MVP of the NFL is Aaron Rodgers. He had the greatest season. Not the greatest season, but he had a really, really good season last year, probably the best of the quarterbacks in the NFL, and he's not on here. And I understand why, because he's currently in Hawaii with what's-her-name's little brother from the Divergent movies, Miles Teller, Shailene Woodley. They're partying out there singing cover bands and the Hawaiian luau instead of in practice because he's holding out because he hates his team. And so, yeah, there's a really, really, really real chance that Aaron Rodgers does not play this year. So I understand why you don't want a guy who's going to be sitting in Hollywood hosting Jeopardy on the cover of your video game. But then don't call it the MVP edition. Call it the GOAT edition. You have Tom Brady. He's the GOAT. Patrick Mahomes is going to be the future GOAT. Why do you have to make these decisions, EA Sports? Why aren't you on top of this? Why do you have to do everything? God, hopefully that makes everybody feel in and remember Jason and just the arrogance there. Coming up in just a second, we're going to have your chance to win Tom Foolery Adventure Day Park passes. If you are smarter than producer, not producer. If you're
it's because I keep
saying
dropping.
Myself as producer. I'm producer Nick. I'm sorry. Emily. If you're smarter than Emily, you
right
can be going to Kalahari Resorts and hanging out at Tom Foolery's Adventure Day Park. That's coming up next. 101X, the Morning X with Jason, Nick, and friends, except our man Jason is out sick.
Jason.
Hopefully, I'm not taking him to the hospital later on today. Maybe we'll get into that. DQA. But right now, it's everybody's favorite time. No one's. It's the game.
Not only am I smarter than you, I'm smarter than every person that you know.
My brain is awash with theorems and profundity and abstractions.
I'm not an idiot, Woodhouse. Unlike some people around here.
I'm a college man.
You're stupid. Tom Foolery's Adventure Day Park is one of the places in Kalahari Resorts. It's where all the youths assure me that they want to go hang out, and we have tickets to give away to one lucky listener. My man, David. Emily, get out of here.
All right.
Go. You already turned off your mic, because you're supposed to be out in the hallway. What are you doing? We played the song. Can you guys tell I'm fired up for Dear Redacted? This is going to be a good one. I'm going to do it against a dog. Jacob, right? Jacob, you're here. David is our contestant. Jesus.
Hi.
Just whatever name I call you, just go with it. We'll fix it all. We'll fix it all in post. But you got three trivia topics to choose from. You're going to answer three questions from said topic. And if you get more right than Emily, you will win these Tom Foolery passes. And your choices are famous cliche sayings, know your rights, which is a Bill of Rights stuff, or computery terms.
I'll go with the cliche one.
Oh, look at that. Jacob/David, you're my man for taking this one out of here. It's been in forever. All right. These are all famous cliched sayings. I'm going to ask you to fill in the blanks kind of, and hopefully you can do it. Number one, good what's make good neighbors? Good
fences.
Blank. What is it?
Fences.
That's correct. Number two, what is a dish best served cold?
That would be revenge.
Yes, old Klingon proverb. And finally, close only counts in horseshoes and what? Close only counts in horseshoes and what?
And races?
Hand grenades. Horses and horseshoes and hand grenades. That old classic game. Hold on, though, Jacob/David. I'm going to get Emily back in here, see how she does. And what did he do? Two. Yeah, Emily, my man, Jacob/David got two correct, and he finally chose famous cliched sayings.
Okay. So. Hey, and you know, I don't appreciate that. Jason gets to talk to the people before he goes out the door. I wanted to say hi.
His name's on the show.
And?
Man, I can't tell
my name's at the end of the show.
Sorry, I'm just trying to speed things along so we don't ramble on too much. And
okay.
Track. I apologize. Here, do you want to... Look, here, just get two correct. You can go to the tiebreaker and then you can talk to David/Jacob and get his real name. Number one, good what's make good neighbors?
These are cliches, mm-hmm. Right?
Famous sayings.
Good what's
make good neighbors.
Good what's. Mm-hmm.
You seem like somebody that talks to their neighbors.
I do. Yeah. I like I'm friends with all my neighbors.
You don't remember their names.
I do. I remember her name now. Good what's make good neighbors. Okay. As a bad neighbor, it's kind of hard to say this. Mm. Good times.
Good times make good neighbors?
What
okay.
is it? I'm going to be
good
mad.
Good fences.
Oh, good fences. No, see, I don't have fences. I like talking to people. Okay, you know.
Number two, what is a dish best served cold?
Oh, revenge.
Yes.
I knew this.
Something tells me you know about serving up some good revenge. Yeah, feel like you got it in you.
Yeah, nobody do me wrong.
Mm-hmm. She's got a knife, guys. Watch out.
I do have a knife. It's a knife with butterflies on it.
So, okay, we need to pencil this. You have a butterfly knife, but it's not the kind that spins out. You go, shush, 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 shush.
No, but I tell people.
It just has butterflies on it.
I tell people I have a butterfly knife, but it's scarier.
Yeah. All right. Force that tie. Number three. Close only counts in horseshoes and what?
Close only
counts in horseshoes and what?
I've heard this one. But I've never played horseshoes.
Mm-hmm.
Close only counts in horseshoes and...
The Morning X, 6 to 10. Alternative rock all day.